Oh, Dad, could I see you for a minute?
Yes, my boy, come in. Well, Henry, what is it?
Well, Dad, I don't know if Mum told you, but I've been very good this week.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've done the shopping for her. I spent most of my evenings working in the garden, and, I fixed a loose screw for you on the bathroom door.
All right, Henry, get to the point.
Well, Dad, I was wondering, like, could you please let me have £20 for my new bike?
And that was an excerpt from A Touch of the Sun. Another anonymous here is A Play to Remember, which may also help you to forget the next half hour.
Meanwhile, for those with a strong disposition, here's a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Sir Gregory Pitt Carpington Thatch, Beth Welsh Nuts, Stephanie Swelthurst, Ponkerton Smith, Miss Pigeon and her performing men, Brad Brinner, Corthelia Mint.
She's a proper handbag.
To continue, Auntie Macassar and her untamed doilies, and of course Mr. Kenneth Horn, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horn.
Well, hello, good evening, welcome to the show. We hope by now that most of our regular listeners know Beyond Our Ken backwards. But for those who don't, it's actually Nec Ruo Dnoye. Quite an interesting fact. Not funny, but it's interesting. But you know, when this show goes out overseas, it is actually known as Nec Ruo Dnoye. Except, of course, in some of the more backward countries where, guess what it's called? Beyond Our Ken. Not keeping you, am I? Oh, good. Well, now, let me tell you some of the things that happened since last week. On Monday, I popped around to see an old chum of mine, and when I got there, he was dressed just in the tops of his pajamas. Well, naturally, I asked him what he was all about, and he said,
I'm semi-retired.
On Tuesday, I suddenly had a wonderful idea. But she wasn't at home, so instead... instead, I went and inspected the RAF's two new missiles. And of the two, I must say, I think I preferred Miss Gladys Isle. Mainly, I think, because she is much more down to earth. Anyway, well, I have become very interested in painting recently, and feeling the need for some stimulating conversation on the subject, I went along to one of the popular hideouts of the Arty Crafty set, the Bohemian Coffee Bar in Chelsea.
Admit that Winsmead's use of colours is far superior to any of the post-impressionist school. I mean, take this particular work, Early Morning in Acton House Tree. I mean, look at it closely. You'll agree such depth of perception is rare among British painters now.
Yes. Would you go as far as to say that Winsmead is perhaps our most gifted painter?
Oh, yes, I'd go further. Winsmead's a genius.
Are you an art critic?
No, I'm Winsmead.
I feel a strange and sudden urge.
What is it, Lydia? Another poem coming on, dear?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, wait. Yes, I've got it. Yeah, I have. Now, let me think. Would that we were pink meringues, all soft and sweet and frothy. I wish I were a pink meringue.
Now, belt up and drink your coffee.
Now you've spoilt me slow.
Slow? That reminds me of a story.
Not in front of the children, please.
Has anyone here got a tube of yellow ochre?
Certainly. You are. What are you painting?
A plate of fish and chips. I'm doing them in oil, of course. And you?
Oh, this is my latest work. I'm calling it quite simply Dawn.
Now it's a bit of stuff, ain't she?
Yes. Do you like the way she's rising from the foam?
Most artistic.
Cost me a fortune in bottled beer.
I'm thinking of doing something quite new and revolutionary for my next work. I shall ride across a canvas on a bike.
Done now. That's been done before.
Not on a motorbike, it hasn't. I can see the whole thing now.
I say, look at that chap who's just come in, wearing a suit and carnation.
Yeah, he looks a bit of a weirdie, doesn't he?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you mind if I join you?
You are, Artie.
No, my name's Horn.
No, No, I mean, are you arty? A-R-T-Y.
No, but I'm a bit crafty.
Oh, do you paint?
Well, in a small way. As a matter of fact, I brought some of my work with me. Now, look, here are some paintings I did on Hampstead Heath.
Oh, good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
I can see. See, you've never been to art school.
Yeah, I can see you've never been to Hampstead Heath.
Anything else?
Well, yes, here's a portrait I did, a typical scene inside the House of Commons.
Now, it's still alive.
Wait a minute. It's not bad at all. No, that certainly shows promise. Did you really paint this?
Well, of course I did. It was one of my first by numbers.
Did you hear that? Really? I painted by numbers. Cheating.
Yes, absolutely, yes. I say, do you remember Tim Shelley, a lovely fellow, had a self-portrait exhibited, and they found out he painted it by numbers?
Oh, my word, yes. I threw him down the steps of the Tate Gallery.
Poor old Timothy, he really fell 8 over 22.
Well, look, I'm only a beginner, you know, but I'm very keen.
But you can't hope to be one of us. Just look at you. No beard, no corduroy trousers, no open-toed sandals.
Yes, and besides, you've washed.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't stop me appreciating good art. I mean, I've got a pretty good eye for beauty. For instance, I think that this young lady here would make a wonderful painting.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd love
Lydia.
To.
Lydia? No, you don't. I caught you once before posing for a painter, remember?
Yes, Winsmead, but that was different. He was a house painter.
Well, now, here's a painting of a young lady you might appreciate. One of my best, I think. I call it The Scarlet Woman.
Now, wait a minute. I know this girl's face.
Well, possibly. She's in here now. There, just behind the coffee machine. See?
It can't be. Yes, it is. Good heavens, it's Pat Lancaster.
Hello,
Ken. That I can't believe it. You, the Scarlet Woman.
Oh, I'm not half as bad as I'm painted.
Well, of course you are. Now, look, now, how about singing something for us now?
Well, what about my accompaniment?
Well, I'm sure if I put a sixpence in the jukebox on this show, there's almost certain to be a record of the Variety Office.
I've set every one of my crowd to make fun of my crowd conversation of faith in romance. And you'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe any fable I hear from a person in pants. I've been known to share your satirical attitude, thinking that love could be kept in its place, till all of a sudden that lyrical platitude bounced up and hit me smack in the face. That's how I turned out to be the happy young woman you see. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. Conventional diva with a conventional star in my eye, and you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as frightened and gay as the daisy in May, a cliche coming through. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression on you, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love with a wonderful
God. Nice hat. Now, there's someone who is as pretty as a picture.
She ain't got a bad frame, either.
Now, look, sir, if you're genuinely interested in art, you must live only for it. Become as dedicated as we are.
Oh, you're all dedicated, are you?
No, we never think of anything else.
Take Ludlow. He... Ludlow puts art
first every time, don't you?
Of course. I mean, last time I took a girl back to my flat to see me etching, I actually sold her £20 worth.
You see, that is a true artist.
Well, I can't promise to dedicate myself to that extent.
Well, you say you can appreciate a good picture. Then have a look at some of these exhibits on the wall.
Good idea. There, for example. Do you recognize that painting of a policeman?
Yes, it's a constable.
How about this one here? Reclining figure.
Yes, he's charming, but I'm afraid I don't know the painter. It's not signed, is it?
Well, look closely. You can just see his name scribbled across the bottom. There. See? Leonardo Higgins.
Leonardo, he's done some wonderful things. I shall never forget Night on the Thames Embankment.
Yeah, but we're talking about his painting. Of course, you realize these few examples on the wall of the coffee bar are comparatively trivial. I mean, you can see much better pictures if you go into the Louvre.
Yeah. Ah, now here's a really beautiful work of art. Such gaiety and color and so striking.
That's a lemonade advertisement.
Oh,
there
it is. Well, that seems to be the last.
No. There's one more. Over here. It's my very latest painting. Paris at the turn of the century.
Oh.
Really? What do you think of it?
Well, I think it's superb. You've captured the whole feeling of gaiety in that particular era.
Oh, tough.
And what's more, it's so lifelike. Paris at the turn of the century. Yes, one can sense the atmosphere. It's almost like being there.
Bonjour, Monsieur Henri. How have you been keeping?
Mimi, Françoise, Colette.
No. Oh. No. I said, how have you been keeping?
Oh, sorry.
But never mind. The other is more interesting. Yeah. Never? Mimi, Françoise, and Colette. Oh, they are pretty, huh?
Delightful, Pierre. Some of the finest poodles I've ever had. And what about you?
Oh, life is always gay for me. Henri, look over there. Isn't she beautiful?
Who?
Gigi. But Henri, tell me the truth. What is it I hear about you and Mademoiselle Claudine?
Oh, we're just bon ami, that's all.
Henri, you must remember one thing. You are not Claudine's only lover, you know.
Well, I realize that. I'm Henri VIII, I am.
And I suppose you will be dining again this evening at the Moulin Rouge?
Of course, the most exciting place in Paris, the Moulin Rouge, where all the girls can.
And some of them do. Eh bien, Henri, bon chance this evening with Claudine.
Bon chance. More champagne, monsieur. Oh, thank you, Gaston. The fun and games have started early tonight.
Look,
there's a fellow under the table already.
Oh, monsieur, that is Toulouse-Lautrec.
Oh, yes, so it is. Well, now, Claudine, are you enjoying yourself?
Of course, Henri. What a lovely selection of French pastries on the table. You spoil me.
Well, I like to spoil beautiful women.
Oh, and I like being spoiled by you. You know something, Henri? I think what attracts me so much about you is your air.
My what?
Your air.
Oh, yes.
All those lovely little curls. Oh, you must be so proud of them.
Well, I am. Thank heaven for little curls. Claudine, I have a present for you. Now, close your eyes. Now, open them.
Oh, oui. A diamond gutter. Oh, you are a darling. Oh, would you like to put it on?
Yes, I would. There.
Oh, yes, it looks lovely. Now try it on my leg.
Oh, sorry, Claudine. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sit down.
Oh, there. No. Oh, thank you so much. That is much better. Oh, it's Henri.
That young man over there. He's been looking over at our table for some time.
Yes, I see him. Oh, yes, that's Monsieur Philippe Fauvert.
Oh.
One of the most eligible bachelors in Paris.
Ah, yes. Yes, as you say, most handsome. Oh, good gracious, he's coming across to our table.
Oh, good evening. Excuse me. I say, mademoiselle, I've had my eye on your pastries all evening. Could I have a little pink one with a cherry on it?
Well, by all means, monsieur, take whatever you want.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll have a lady. Come on.
Keep your hands off me, monsieur.
No, stop messing up.
Please let me go.
Look here, you scoundrel.
Oh, they'll save you up.
Now, just a minute, young man.
Here, mademoiselle, tell your father to keep out of it.
He is not my father. He is my lover.
Now, you've gone too far, monsieur. You have insulted both the lady and me. In France, you know what this means. A duel.
Oh, no, don't be like that.
Therefore, in the traditional manner, I strike you across the face with a glove.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to keep your hand in it, did you?
I demand satisfaction.
Please, no.
All right, then. I accept. A duel to the death.
Very well. We will meet at dawn. Bonjour, Monsieur Fauvert.
Bonjour. Yes, no, it's no easy. Oh, I mean, being out so early, we might catch a death of cold.
All right, gentlemen. Choose your weapon. All right. Hello. Do-zy-do. Back to back. Now. 10 paces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You got me.
Bad luck, monsieur.
Honestly, why did I have to choose a sword?
And now we turn to a painting in sound. And the words and music are etched in by those four old masters of vocal harmony, the Fraser Hayes Four.
Strawberry fair, singing, singing, Buttercup and Daisy, the man and maiden taking away a folly dee.
Strawberry sweet, I have to spare as I go on to strawberry fair.
Rifle, solid little idle, dee.
Your cherry soon will waste away, singing, singing, Buttercup and Daisy. Roses wither and never stay, quality. 'Tis not to seek such perishing wear that I am tramping to strawberry fair.
Rifle, tug a little dee. I want to purchase a generous heart, singing, singing, Buttercups and Daisies, a tongue that never is nimble nor tough, fuzzy dee 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 dee, an honest mind, but such trifles are rare. I doubt if they found that strawberry fair, the price I offer my sweet pretty maid, singing, singing, Buttercups and Daisies, a ring of gold your finger display, fuzzy dee. Come, make over to me your ware in church today at strawberry fair. Rifle, dolly, riddle, idle. Rifle, at the strawberry fair.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week we present a close-up on public transport. Are we making progress?
And if so, why aren't we getting anywhere?
Well, of course, vehicles using our roads have to be maintained properly. Let us talk now to a garage man. Now, sir, are you busy these days?
Oh, yes. It never stops. They've always got vehicles in for something or other. All sorts of things. Servicing, repairs, re-cellulosing, switching oils, re-upholstering, changing spare parts, all swiftly and successfully carried out by experienced staff.
And what do you yourself do?
Well, speaking for myself personally, I am only responsible for the vehicles in one respect.
Oh, what's that?
I spray them.
Well, now let's have a word with a long-distance lorry driver. Remarkable old character he is, too.
Thank you. Very kind of you. Thank you. Very nice.
Good night. We're not quite finished yet, sir.
I'll tell you what I want to ask you.
Are you are a lorry driver?
That's true. Yes, that's correct. I've been driving on the Great North Road for 35 years. 35 years.
Well, that's absolutely marvelous.
No, not really. It's only a 4-hour journey.
Now, transport. First, let us consider the railways. Every day, trains from all over the country bring businessmen into town. Let us now take a glimpse at a busy suburban station round about 8:25 any morning.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello, John. Only just managed to catch it.
You did, Rod. I thought you were going to miss it this morning.
Are you sure the train's not early?
No. Hang on, 8:25. You ought to get up earlier, you rotter.
I couldn't help it. A beastly alarm didn't go off. I did have a mad dash run.
Oh, poor old Roddykin. Still, you made it.
Yeah, thank goodness. I say, Charles.
Yes, Rodney.
Do you mind if we have the window down?
Why?
So I can get into the carriage, you fatty.
Mind you, once on board, the railway traveller can sit back and enjoy a journey free from interruption, except, of course, for one thing.
Ticket, please. Your ticket's ready, please. Ticket, please.
Just a minute. I've got it somewhere. Sam took that away. I'm terribly sorry. I've lost the ticket, Inspector.
Lost your ticket, have you?
Yes. I'm afraid I have.
Oh, yes, you've lost your ticket, sir. Really? You expect me to believe that?
Well, why not? I believe the railways when they say they lose money.
Let us turn now from passengers to drivers of vehicles. Take the man at the wheel of a car. One thing you can be sure of, wherever it is, the man behind the wheel has to contend with the backseat driver.
Yes, be careful. You're going too fast.
Oh, no, I know.
You are.
I'm doing the same speed as everyone else.
Watch out there!
I know what I'm doing.
No, coming too close.
Oh, shut up, you silly old faggot. I'm driving, remember?
Look out behind.
Oh, shut up. If I have another word out of you, Felicity, I shan't thank you on the dodgem cars.
Lastly, we come to the most modern form of transport, the powerful jet airliner, providing safe and speedy flights to all corners of the globe. We join our own commentator, Cecil Smith, inside a new jet aircraft on a transatlantic flight.
Hello, listeners. Cecil Smith speaking to you from the passenger cabin of this magnificent aircraft on a flight to New York. At the moment, we are over the Atlantic, and far down below there, I can just see the familiar shape of the Queen Mary plowing through the water, also on its way to New York. Somehow, these two different modes of travel contrast very sharply, the old and the new, as it were. Well, Well, now, listeners, looking around this pressurized cabin, the passengers are comfortably seated, some sleeping, some reading, some just gazing out of the cabin windows. Comfort and luxury being the keynote of this veritable monarch of the air. Well, listeners, I'm going to have a word now with the pilots of this aircraft, just through this door here. this is Cecil Snape on board the Queen Mary, returning to the studio.
Well, there you are. They'll be on the Hornorama next week when the subject will be Turkish bath attendants. Are they highly esteemed? Or are they just old sweats? Also, in next week's program, there'll be a rather quiet report from the Noise Abatement Society, and we shall be bringing you excerpts from the Electricity Board brochure just to provide a little light reading. And we'll be going over to see the military tattoo on Agatha Winkleberry. Well, until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener. Are Russians who write in block letters capitalists? Good night. You might have been listening to what I've just missed, Beyond Our Ken, a sort of a recorded radio show which gave employment to Kenneth Horne and also to Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Pat Lancaster, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. The script, believe it or not, was written. And letters of complaint should be sent to Eric Merriman. However, the onus must inevitably fall on our producer, Jake Brown.